Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
That's right, baby. The Drive is live, and it brings us here for the first Football Friday of the season. Clap it up out here. There we go. As we are live, there you go, my man, there you go, one glove. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Have a good time. As we are live here, Oak and Iron, Vintage Park, come on out and hang out with us. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Great food. I'm telling you, great food. These duck wings are probably going to get attacked. Many other things out here as well. If you're looking for maybe the best deviled egg in the city, I mean, they're going to give it to you. I don't even need to look at the menu. I remember them deviled eggs, baby. They got a little pork belly on one of them. I mean, it is fantastic out here. So get on out here. Have a good time. And as I said, so much for you to win. And we'll run it down, Tyler, real quick for you. Football Friday, by the way, is presented by Low T Center, supported by Tom Ball Ford and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shout out to our partners, Champion and Nash, HVC and Plumbing, as they are here on site with us. Go see my man. My man Mark is setting up around here. Go check my guy out. He'll help you out if you need some help with your issues with your HVAC and plumbing. They're on site. So come out here. By the way, also, Tyler, we got a little station swag. Got a little new 95-7 fan t-shirts that people can pick up. They're limited out here, so I mean, you can't just come out here. It's you know, at any time you want. They're gonna go, and they're gonna go fast. And if you're in the building right now, you want one of our new 95.7 The Fan t-shirts. They're nice too. Tyler, did you get you one? I want to make sure you got one, because I will steal one for you. I want to make sure you got one.
I got one, but I could always use like a spare. You know, well, how these pits stop. Get for me.
No, man,
no,
you only get
serious.
One. No, you, I know.
T-shirts
you, I know you're
last
dead
max
serious.
You 3 to 4 months for me.
We're not. I'm not stealing one from the people for an extra one for you. For
oh, well, that's a good
you
point.
Pit.
Yeah, I don't
all
want
right?
to take
no,
away
you don't
from
get
the Drive
a, you don't
family.
Get a backup one. You go. You come up. You could have came up and stole a back one up. Backup one yourself.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
What you could have done.
Drive family but, shouldn't suffer.
No, yeah, go ahead, man. But come on out and grab you a 95.7 The Fan t-shirt. So a ton going on out here. Should be a really, really good time as we get you ready for the Bills and Texans. And a couple of places I want to start. By the way, as we know, T-Mills Best Bet's coming up a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour in the show. Do you see that, Tyler? The Texans are home dogs.
Yeah,
how
man.
About that?
Yeah, and that's with the, you know, rule of thumb that the home team gets, what, 2.5 points or so?
2.5. It used to be 3, right? Did it go down 2.5?
Yeah, 2.5-ish is usually the rule. That's disrespectful, man.
And I'm surprised a bit when you think about what this matchup has looked like, and it's happening in Houston. The matchup the last 2 years in a row in Houston, it's arguably, I don't even know if it's arguable. I think it's the worst we've ever seen, Josh Allen. I mean,
yeah,
even
just say we beat that Bills ass.
Yeah, even early in his career, where Josh came into then NRG and in a playoff game trying to throw the ball, lateral the ball backwards for no reason and turn it over. So like this, these last 2 years have absolutely been the worst for Josh. But they are still favored in this game against the Texans, which I would agree. I would agree. Whether you believe the Texans should win this game or not. I'm with you. It is disrespectful for them to be underdogs, I think, in this. I think they should at least be favorites. I'm not saying heavy favorites. I was surprised to see the line continue to hold here. And I think it is clear that there is skill skepticism with this offense, with C.J. Stroud, with the quarterback, because it ain't about the defense at all. All right, 713-572-4610. You could be a part of the show, YouTube and Twitch as well. As I see many people already jumping in, I want to start here. We have talked about, Tyler, all offseason, this offense. This offense has sounded, it's been the talking point about everything. The offense stinks, and the offense is what the problem is, and has the offense been fixed, and will it be fixed, and will they be able to score enough points?
All of the question marks are on that side of the ball, for sure.
Fair, absolutely, right? They revamped the O-line. They've had some injuries there. They brought in Kayshon Boutte. They've done a lot of different things. I want to start with this defense, though. And that's where I want to go in this space, and I want to kick it off to the people with this, and you too as well, Tyler. What is an acceptable performance for this Texans defense on Sunday? What is an acceptable performance? You could tell me in points, you could tell me in whatever, because clearly they have dominated these games against the Buffalo Bills. What they have done to Josh Allen, who Josh Allen has basically lit up everybody else except for the Houston Texans. What is an acceptable performance from the Texans defense? Because I want to alert. Last year, Tyler, the Bills had the number one rushing offense. The Bills were second overall in terms of scoring and averaging over 28 a game. They were fourth in total offense, third in EPA on offense. James Cook led the entire league in rushing last year. Josh Allen was a top three MVP finisher, 39, almost 40 total touchdowns. And they have added DJ Moore, probably the best receiver they have had on paper since they had Stephon Diggs. So just letting that out of the bag, I will tell you what is acceptable to me, and then we can hear from you and discuss this. To me, and I know people have high expectations for this defense, and you should. To me, anything under 23 points in this game is acceptable to me. This is the third straight time you're playing the Bills and Josh Allen, this whole group, and Joe Brady. They've added some pieces. And it's the first game of the year. They've had months to prepare for this. Like, it's hard to just absolutely – and if any team is capable of doing it with this defense, it would be the Texans. But it is hard to completely just shut down these, you know, great players like Josh Allen and good offenses that have shown consistently year in and year out to be a good offense.
Even though we did see this Texans defense basically shut down Josh and company last year.
They have. No, they've done it two times in a row. I'm just saying, to me, to bank on it, like, first game of the season. I mean, Tyler, I don't even know if these guys have tackled to the ground yet this year. you know, I'm just saying in camp. Like, I don't believe that the Bills are going to just, you know, go crazy and run roughshod on them. But I do. If the Texans got to score 24, 27 points, to me, we will be coming in Monday talking about how disappointing it is that this defense had that performance, because this defense, and I want to make this clear, fairly is being talked up, Tyler, like a potential all-time defense. Because they are stacked. I mean, they run and read Blankenship. They've got it. They've got, you know, everything that one would need. So to me, under anything 23 and under is acceptable. For you, Tyler, what is an acceptable performance from this defense Sunday against a really good offense in Josh Allen?
Yeah, I think I already told you like 2 days ago, man. 10 points. I'm kidding. Everyone,
no, I don't
relax.
Know that you're
Everyone
kidding,
relax.
Tyler. I really don't. I don't.
No,
I do
I
not know
kidding.
If you're kidding, Tyler.
That, I was saying that they could do that and still. Never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go with. You know what? I'm right in the same neighborhood as you with this, Ron. 23 is a pretty solid number, but I'm gonna make them work a little bit harder than you are. I'm gonna say 21. I'm gonna say give me 3 touchdowns or less from Josh Allen and company on Sunday. And I can be happy with that, because not only, like you've laid out beautifully, has this defense just caused nightmares for Josh Allen and the Bills the last two times they played, that is a fact. Doing it for a third straight time against the same squad, that might be a tough task, but I think 21's the number for me.
Text line coming in, no more than 17. Someone coming in, no more than 14.
Damn, making
them right
work
there. I mean... Again, I want to make it clear. I think, obviously, this defense is capable. Hell, this defense is capable of shutting out teams.
Hell yeah.
We've seen that. I'm just saying that is a real tall task. I just this is the healthiest the Bills will be, right? They're coming in. This is the first game of the season. They've seen you a lot, right? You're playing the Bills every year the last 2 years. They have had a chance, Joe Brady, who is still there, they have had a chance to see this defense and figure out some things, potentially. And I think they'll perform well. Yeah, I think they'll perform well. But, man, 14, 17 points are the 10 points that you just threw out there. I think that is just awfully
demanding,
awfully aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And like you said, too, my thing is I'm not sure. I mean, to this point, it hasn't really seemed like any squad in the NFL over the course of last season was figuring out, you know, this defensive unit in Houston, this strong-ass defense we got under D'Amico Ryans. I'm not sure they'll be able to do that again this year, especially because not only is this defense returning and going to be just as damn good as they were last year for the Texans, but they added to it, like you said, with Reed and others. They got better. So this, I mean, it could be a historical type of year for this defense, knock on wood.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, listen, if they come in here week one, and it's not surprising. By the way, I will say this, Tyler, there is, as Frank chips in on YouTube, he chips in and said, ain't nobody worried about the defense. Okay, listen, you should have the utmost confidence in the Texans defense. I'm not telling you not to. You should have the utmost confidence in the Texans defense, right? I'm just saying this is arguably been the best offense in football over the last 3 years. And they've had a crack at seeing the Texans multiple years. Now, again, I'm with you, Frank. As Tyson said, hey, everybody's got a plan. Everybody feels good about things till they get punched in the mouth. Yes, there is everything is everything until Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter come off the edge, and now you're trying to figure out what the hell to do, and he gets sacked 8 times like he did last year. That absolutely can happen. I'm just
That'd
simply saying, to me, if they were playing the Titans, I'd give the Titans three.
Three?
Like I'd give him three. I'd give him six. I'd give him, you know, something like that.
I'm with you there. Yeah, I'm with
those,
that.
Those teams. But these teams that have seen them, I think there's a spot. But I will say the performance of Seattle and San Francisco and their defenses, which are defenses that are good, but people clearly believe that this is the best defense in football. I mean, I'm listening to Tyler. Who's the dude that had the fake girlfriend at Notre Dame?
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o.
Good morning, football.
I'm listening to fake girlfriend Te'o. That's terrible, Ron. I'm sorry, Manti.
You heard her?
That was a serious thing.
It was a serious
that
thing.
Documentary.
But...
I'm sorry, Manti. But he came in here. He was saying today, you just don't beat this team. You don't beat this defense. There's nothing about this. There is no weakness on this defense. You don't beat this defense.
Yeah, going They're into being, week one on paper, at least 100%.
No, yeah, and it's a fair understanding. I think walking into it, it is fair that they are the best defense in football. I'm just saying the number one offense last year in football was the Los Angeles Rams. The San Francisco 49ers absolutely shut them down yesterday.
How about that last night?
The number two offense in the National Football League last year was the New England Patriots. The Seattle Seahawks, with some missing parts, came in there and shut down the Patriots 2 days ago.
Yeah, I heard that.
So there is a little bit of pressure of, all right, the Bills, they were the fourth best offense in football last year. What is what everyone believe at home the best defense in football should do? So I think there is a little bit of pressure there, someone coming in. If the Bills put up 24 or 27 points, you're going to be talking about a Texans L. Possibly.
Somebody's got to win.
Yeah, I don't. Like, yeah, that's why I said 23 points, man. It's hard for me to call upon Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud and this offense right now to say, hey, man, you got to go play Buffalo, and we need you all to put up 27, 30 points to win.
Yeah, because I mean, we're arguably going to be seeing two top five defenses both in action on that field at Reliant Sunday. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, text line. I think Ron's number at 23 is a little high, even with the extra prep time the Bills have had, because the strength of their defense is execution more than scheme. I am not gonna sit here and tell you not to be confident in this thing. I'm not. I am not at all. What we have watched, the number they have done on Josh Allen and the Bills has been one of the most impressive things to watch over the last two seasons.
That game last year and then Battle Reds felt like every other play there was pressure getting to Allen. That was fun.
Yeah.
I
don't know why they didn't run the ball more. I don't know why in these games. Maybe I know why they don't want to get Josh killed. You know, Josh has only carried it 9 times in those two games. And
Josh's
run
that's
game.
That's a hell of a stat.
like nine times in the combined two games over the last 2 years. He's only ran it nine times. And that is a major part of the offense, yeah, right, for the Bills.
Yeah.
And they don't even like to run him because I'm certain they just, you know, they don't want to get him crushed. So we'll see. That's why I said kicking it off. We've talked about the offense all offseason fairly. But this defense, what's an acceptable performance against a great offense like the Buffalo Bills? As we continue right here live at Oak and Iron, come on out, have a good time with us as we're having a great time out here. You can win. Go ahead and grab a ticket and put it in our raffle box with your chance to be able to win Colts-Texans tickets and autographed football from Nico Collins, $50 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, a free oil change to Tom Ball Ford. We've got plenty of things that you have a chance to win over the next 4 hours today. So come hang out with us. A big piece of this game, we talked about the defense on the other side of the ball for the Texans that they got to have. They got to have. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Take The Drive.
It's a Football Friday, presented by the Low T Center on 95.7 The Fan. Live from Oak and Iron Sports Social, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, The Drive is live, and it brings us here live on a Football Friday, the first Football Friday of the season. No better spot to be here than Oak and Iron here in Vintage Park. Come on out and have a great time. And we've got the raffle box out, and you've got a chance to win an autographed football from Nico Collins. You got a chance to win Texans tickets to the Colts game. So if you are in here and you have not put your ticket in the raffle box, you might want to put your ticket in the raffle box that is up right here at the red table here. I think that's red. The red table here. And many, many other items, as well as $50 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Oil change to Tom Ball. Again, you guys can keep sitting there looking confused, but all you have to do is grab a ticket, put it in the box, and you got a chance to win Texans tickets and an autographed football for Nico Collins. We don't need your email. We don't need any extra money from you. But just go ahead and put that in there. There's no trick to it. You could just walk in here and have a chance to walk out with tickets. I never understand people feel like, Tyler, they got to wait a segment till they believe this. If you are in the if you are on the way in, come on in. But there we go. We got a winner. My man right here, he turned around and looked four times. I went, are you serious?
Putting yes, Iron and Oak serious. On notice, baby.
Dead serious, man. And he clean, too, with
we
it.
I
see
winners.
That shirt, got the hat, too, with it. I see. He's
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
Yeah, so come on out here to Oak and Iron. Enjoy the great food, great drinks. I know I saw you walk up in the house. I see my man. He wins often. I'm about to say, what you waiting on here, man? Some breaking news here with the Texans going into this game. The breaking news here, the second-round pick for the Houston Texans, Caden McDonald, defensive tackle, Tyler, they are placing on IR due to an ankle injury. He had been on the injury report all week. He had started, I believe, what was it, Wednesday he started, Tyler, where he was a limited participant. Yesterday they moved him to a place where he just did not participate at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is being announced, according to Aaron Wilson, Tyler, Texans place Caden McDonald on injured reserve due to an ankle injury. I wonder the background of this. Of how much, yes, I'm not saying the injury is not legit, Tyler, but I do wonder, is this a combination of his readiness and, hey, let's just take our time with him? Because we'll play a cut a little bit later on in the show, Tyler, but it was interesting to hear Payne and Pendergast. You can hear them every single morning right here on The Fan, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. Seth Payne was obviously a guy who played 10 years in the league, played the position that Caden McDonald plays. He said very clear, we'll play it later on, that he shouldn't be active. He thought that if he were out there right now based off what he watched in preseason, that Caden McDonald would be a potential liability on the field for this team. So I'm not saying the ankle's not legitimate, but I wonder, is this a combination of let's kind of sit him down and get some more, you know, some more reps and see if we can get him more ready NFL action. So,
yeah, heading into week one, I mean, with anyone, even if it's a 10-year veteran, you're probably, I would say, especially this Texans team and the brass that runs things over there, you're probably going to be more cautious and not going into week one with almost any player. But especially, like you just said, Ron, with this fellow, with McDonald being a rookie so young in this thing, getting his NFL career started, you really, really want to bring him in slowly if he's struggling with this ankle.
My guy here on the text line jumps on it, what does he say? He said, Ron, yesterday, damn show, over the last several days, you've been concerned with the Texans' offense. Today, you sound as if you're concerned with their defense. I'm not concerned with the Texans. Concerned.
First of all, who isn't concerned about the Houston Texan offense right now? If you're not paying attention.
I was going to say, Tyler, I am damn sure concerned about the Texans' offense, just like your ass is.
Yeah, you better be.
If you're not, then even Debbie the Texan is concerned about the damn Texans offense. All right, and there's nobody more optimistic than Debbie the Texan. All right, so I mean, you're concerned about the offense.
Fan of the year, baby.
Let's just chill here. Now with the defense, it's not really a concern. It's just like, hey, what's the expectation? Like, they are going up against a really good defense and maybe the best quarterback in the game.
And I believe you said this multiple times in that last segment. You said, I'm not sitting here telling Texans fans not to be optimistic or to be thinking great things about this defensive unit, because you should be, absolutely.
21 points is a great game and a great performance against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Like, most teams would press the button. Now, I understand if you're like, I'm not pressing the button with the Texans' defense. I get that, but I'm just saying. Like, it's the third time, beginning of the year, they've had some additions. Like, I think 23 or less, to me, makes a lot of sense. All right, a big thing that we're going to be watching, Tyler, is this run game. And it seems like that is where the Texans are hanging.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Their hat. And it's going to be a big thing of believing and seeing if the Texans' run game can be what they want it to be. And will that start on Sunday? Because they've gone out and listen, you can't kill them. They've gone out and tried now. They've thrown what they believe to be solutions to the problem. And I think a lot of people like the solutions. Keelan Rutledge, who we talked to yesterday, Big Red, Black Barber. A lot of people love what he has seemed to have brought to the table. Maybe the best offensive lineman they have drafted in this piece. A lot of people love the move for David Montgomery. He seems to fit the physicality of what it is they want to do. A lot of people love what they potentially have. Do you believe in it, though? Do you believe that this run game is going to be what they hope and need it to be on Sunday? You are a betting guy, Tyler. David Montgomery, DraftKings Sportsbooks, they have his over-under yards on Sunday, 54.5. You like him going over that or under that?
Well, David Montgomery has done that four times in his seven-year career. So almost literally every other year he's eclipsed that in week one. So it's virtually a toss-up statistically if you're looking at the past. You know what? Week one, I'm going to be an optimist. I'm going to say over.
Tyler, he damn sure better. I know. I'm saying he damn sure better, or did he got injured, or Woody Marks is just going clean off. Like, this is a run defense. They've had some improvements, but this is a run defense
for Buffalo.
That if you are the run offense that you feel like you can be or you need to be, and you're building your offense behind the run defense, or this run offense, excuse me, with David Montgomery and Woody Marks.
Yep.
Yes, you gotta be able to move these jokers.
Better be. If you're gonna be that Army Swiss knife you told us you are, David Montgomery's gotta eclipse that.
Yeah, David Montgomery, 55 yards, that ought to be a damn lock.
55?
Especially as many times as they're going to try to run the football, unless, the game dictates it, and we don't believe that the Houston Texans defense will just get ran through. So,
hell no.
They have to take the run out of it. No, they better be able to run well against this team.
Yeah,
if they're unable to run well against this team, and obviously it's early, and you don't, you know, I can hear Joe Espada now. It's early, but like this needs to be a table setter. If you're going to hang your hat on running the football like it looks like they're going to, this is a team you should be able to take advantage of.
Yeah, we'll have to see if that prop bet for old David Montgomery shows up in Best Bets at 5:30 today.
Yeah, text line coming in. I'm calling for the first play, 25-yard run. Okay, here we go. Set the tone.
That'd be a lot there of them yards at once. That'd be
set
cool.
The damn tone. Go ahead and do your thing. But they should have great success.
Ooh,
they should have
long that term.
Sorry. Oh my God! Sorry. You just stumbled onto That's a great Friday. Term.
Friday, man. I get a little frisky. Friday, all right. I'm sorry. Success is on my mind. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can we get text line? Can we get a spelling on that? Success. Can we get? Get a spelling on that.
Text line word of the day, man.
Text line coming out. Run game is going to be crazy good. We might shock people how good we look on week one. They should, though. This is a team. Now, maybe you're going against other defenses. Maybe if they were playing Seattle, maybe they're playing that 49ers group we saw last night. Maybe that's a different thing. But this Buffalo Bills team, they should be able to get some things done. All right, the Astros, they got a big weekend series. Coming off of taking the series against the Phillies, they go and face the number one seed in the American League, the AL East leading Tampa Bay Rays. They've already won a series against them earlier in the second half. Let's see if they can do it again. But when you get a little day baseball, Tyler, and you win a game and you win a big game, and Christian Javier pitches well and the bullpen pitches well, and then Cam Smith hits his third home run in 3 days, and you're going against this series against Tampa, people think you forget about some other things. I ain't forgot about it, and neither should you. And I want to leave you with this, and we'll discuss on the other side. You still confident in your ace? You still confident in Hunter Brown? Are you still confident in your ace, Astros fans? We'll discuss that coming up next.
My buff boy, Hunter Brown.
It's a Football Friday, presented by the Low T Center on 95.7 The Fan. Live from Oak and Iron Sports Social, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here at Oak and Iron. And it is the place to be. It is our first Football Friday of the year, and we'll be out at different locations all year, but come on out to Oak and Iron, and there's so much for you to win. We've got some people you can throw in your name in the raffle box for your chance to win Colts-Texans tickets later on. We'll hook those up here later on in the show. We've got an autographed football from Nico Collins. You can win. We've got a pair of $50 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can win many, many more items, and it's just a great time to be had out here. Great food, great drinks. They got these corn ribs. I got aggressive, Tyler. I went ahead and just ate the whole thing.
Attaboy.
I had to spit the hard part out, but I ate the whole thing. Whoa. I went and just attacked it. Yeah, I know. It just listen, man. I said six last segment, so we're on a roll here.
I love
just
it.
Just go ahead. And do your thing. By the way, from the text line, the spelling SUCCSEX.
That's what I was guessing. Yeah.
It's what many people
can have suggested. The language of origin, please.
Yes, as suggested. By the way, hey, September coming up in October. Excuse me, October 13th. Make sure you lock this in on your calendar. One of the best days in the Houston sports calendar. And that is the Houston Sports Awards, as three Houston icons, J.J. Watt, Billy Wagner, and Brian Ching, they will headline a Houston Sports Hall of Fame class and be inducted, the 2026 class coming up. So it'll be a great time, October 13th. To purchase your table tickets, go to www.sportsauthorityfoundation.org, and that is where you can be a part of a special, special night. And we've been there. It is always a great time. All right. Astros, they win this series against the Phillies. They got pretty good pitching in the series. Almost. Got pretty good pitching. All right. They're really about two guys that have rolled out here that just kind of ruined it.
Pitching.
And And I listen, I want to discuss this a bit. And I just want to kind of fill things out. As the Astros, they are, you know, they are in a really good spot, obviously, not just to get into the playoffs, but win the division. They now hold a three-game lead, three games over 500, three-game lead over the Rangers here with just a few games left to go. And they're getting closer to locking themselves in as a playoff team winning the West. And I just want to know where people's feelings are about their ace, Hunter Brown. Where are you confidence-wise with Hunter Brown? I cannot believe, Tyler, that people's confidence in Hunter Brown is the same as it was to start the season. But where are you at right now? Because he's frustrating the hell out of me.
Oh,
and I this is the second straight game in which, Tyler, his offense has come out, given him a lead, and they're facing a good team, and you give him a lead, damn it, with his ability and what he has shown, especially last year, if he gets a 4-0 lead, it should be game, set, match until Brian King is allowed to ruin it.
And
can we pull a card over?
He will ruin it.
Can we pull a card over on Brian King right now?
If we're doing it on King, yeah, we can pull it over and go off on this one.
I think it would be – I think it's disrespectful, Tyler, to make him and put him in the Emi role. I think it's disrespectful to Emi to make Brian King the Emi role. The Emi role is, Emi, you don't step on the field unless the game is out of reach either way.
Yeah.
That's clearly how they're treating
it. It's apparently the only time really Emi can, you know, be serviceable from the mound.
I don't think Brian King should be allowed to ruin the Space Cowboys season.
Yeah, or the Skeeters.
He's a hook.
The Skeeters
are done. He's a hook.
He's a hook.
Send him
best.
To Corpus.
Yeah.
I don't want to be disrespectful to Brian and send him to Arkansas, but send his ass to Corpus. I mean, this is – you just can't let him in the game anymore.
No, you can't. You shouldn't. Like, I don't know what Joe's doing, but that's got to stop. He really shouldn't even be up with the big team,
I see you, Joe. I'm over it. Like, they've got to stop there.
Yeah.
But 4-0, man, that's got to work. Like, you can't come – he's done it two starts in a row against the White Sox. Altuve gave him a two-run homer, and he came right back and gave it right up.
Yeah.
And then – this game, he got four and came right in and gave it up immediately the next half inning. No shutdown inning. It is just like he has got to pick it up. And I'll just be honest with you. He's pitching closer and being closer to the Peter Lamberts and the Hayden Wisniewskis than he is like an ace or Cy Young candidate. I'm just saying
that's not the way
he's pitching right now.
And Astros fans, as you said when we were starting this conversation before we took out King, rightfully so, as you said with Astros fans, they should be frustrated with Hunter Brown, because if you are going to be that ace, an ace on a Major League Baseball pitching staff, like we all know Hunter Brown can be, the diesel can be for the Stros, like you can't do that two straight games. And it has happened twice in a row. It's like deja vu. And Stros fans, are you seeing that out of Hunter Brown? I'm not sure how much is to blame on the early season injury with him dealing with that shoulder. I don't know if he's getting in his head and dragging his blankie wherever he goes and he gets pissed off and he struggles in those moments. I'm not sure what all goes into it, but I'll tell you, I still have vast amounts of faith and belief that Hunter Brown can be the guy long-term, and he is the ace of the Astros pitching staff. He's just got to figure it out before October.
I just hope this ain't a Cam Newton situation.
How so?
Cam Newton tricked me. And Cam Newton had that season in 2015 where he won the MVP.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
MVP, and his team won 15 games, and they got to the Super Bowl and then got thrashed by Denver.
I remember that. He was dominant that year.
He was dominant. And I remember I said, well, all right, Cam Newton, elite quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played the rest of his career. And there's nothing ever, like, he was good. But
don't
nothing
tell me
to
we're
that,
never going to see 2025 Hunter Brown again.
I'm just saying I'm hoping this is not a Cam Newton situation
right.
to where, Like, I did. I automatically – you put together the season he put together last year, and he had shown signs leading up to it the previous years. That's an ace.
Yeah.
I was a little quick on anointing him. We've been a little quick on anointing him as an ace. But if someone texts in, they're better than me. I never anoint young pitchers until they actually earn their way. I thought he had earned it.
I mean, he finished third in the Cy Young voting last year.
Yes. Like, someone said that.
That's pretty damn good.
Someone texted in, they never looked at him as an ace. Oh, come on. Come on.
Get the hell out of here. I just said it. Top three in Cy Young voting. Year. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he was an ace last year. Maybe I was a little quick.
I hope we weren't.
Maybe I was a bit quick. I just hope not. Like, he just – but that can't be it, man. That can't be. You all have seen aces, right? Justin Verlander, when he was a prime in his ace – you give them a 4-0.
Garrett Cole. Ooh.
Yes, you give those guys a 4-0 lead. The likelihood of them giving it up is low, especially not the following half inning.
Hell no, nah. Roy even Oswalt
Framber's,
would never.
Even Framber's up and down, crazy ass. Like, I mean, when he was a prime ace level pitcher, you give him four, it's good night. When do we get to the closer?
With fake hair or not, it was, yeah.
This is more the non fake hair. That Framber.
Those were prime years.
Those were the prime years. Yeah. Someone said one season doesn't mean ish. Listen, fair.
Well, yeah, we're saying that, but don't fair. Tell I, me I you didn't school, think it was an ace after that one season.
Yeah, I thought Scuba was an ace after that first season. As you were right there. I just thought it was a situation there. Chicken Little show, Hughley, the sky is falling. This is not a sky is falling. We've been watching this with Hunter Brown for weeks.
I mean, you can make comments like that if you want to.
Joe Espada had to call him out and say that Peter Lambert's our ace. He is pitched closer to their level than he has an ace.
Yeah, and listeners out there, I mean, you can make whatever comments you want. Ultimately, you can make comments like, you know, what that fella just said, but come on now. Come on.
Baseball Talk, by the way, on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed Xfinity. Imagine that. No, Clint did not run out of gas. No, that did not happen.
He ran out of battery.
He did not run out of battery either. We've gotten both of those texts in. Listen, you all have heard Clint. Clint's been struggling. His voice has been shot. He's been struggling, and he is taking the day off as he should. He was going to try to give it a go, but he is taking the day off as he should. So he is out. He has not been fired either. That has been texted. No, Clint has not been fired. He is not. He is just under the weather. Be frank with you. He's been under the weather the last 2 days, but he's just tried to fight through it. So, no.
Voice seems semi-important to what we do.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. All right, coming up, it's here. We look at this, and you could be thinking about this on the other side because we'll discuss when the Texans have the ball, what's the most important thing, and when the Bills have the ball, what's the most important thing. What in this game is the most important thing in those two scenarios for the Texans offense and the Texans defense? We'll discuss that as we continue here on a Football Friday Live from Oak and Iron.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.